起同心祷告。创造天地宇宙万物的真神，我们感谢你，我们感谢你在这个复活节早晨召集的众儿女来到你殿中，来献上我们的感谢，献上我们的赞美。主啊，我们真的是感谢神赐下主耶稣基督为我们罪受死，第三天从死里复活。主啊，让我们有重生的生命。主啊，我们在此真的是为我们众弟兄姐妹祷告。主啊，真的是让我们弟兄姐妹那些老旧的神不喜悦的生命就能够与主同钉十字架。主啊，真的是让主耶稣复活的生命在我们众弟兄姐妹身上彰显。主啊，真的是让我们有活泼的盼望，让我们真的是每日能够靠着神的恩典过得胜的生活。主啊，我们今天在此特地感谢神，我们有几位弟兄姐妹在今天要受洗归入神的名下。主啊，我们弟兄姐妹，我们众天使都为此高兴欢呼。主啊，我们为即将受洗的这几位弟兄姐妹祷告。主啊，真的是求神祝福他们，让他们真的重新的重生生命能够渐渐的增长。主啊，真的是更多的认识神，更多的这个明白神的话语，更多的靠神过得胜的生活。主啊，我们也为五月份的退休会祷告。主啊，真的是感谢神，我们有五月份的退休会。主啊，让我们弟兄姐妹能够前往在那里能够享受神话语丰富的供应。主啊，真的是求神就在此预备讲员的心。主啊，真的是预备他当讲的话语。主啊，真的是让他能够讲出神要我们众弟兄姐妹听的话。主啊，让我们弟兄姐妹得造就。主啊，也求神真的是祝福各项的预备工作，保守我们弟兄姐妹前去的脚步，让我们在那里有丰富的得着，也保守我们平安的回来。主啊，我们也求神继续的看顾我们以下的敬拜。主啊，真的是看顾冯浩弟兄主日信息的分享。主啊，真的是让我们弟兄姐妹在神的话语上得造就。以上的感谢祷告侍奉我主耶稣基督的名。
感谢主，我们一起来诵读这段经文，彼得前书一章三到四节，请。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。因他复活，我们有盼望。好，请大家一起起立。
真差爱子，他名叫耶稣，他赐下爱，医治宽恕，死里复活，使我得自由。那空坟墓就是我得救的记号。
因他活着，
因他活着，我能面对明天。因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
英文，
God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, hear and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon and have the grave in the grave, my Savior. Because he lives, I can face the tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future and life in the world of living, just because he
请坐，把时间交给洪涛弟兄。
啊，感谢神！我们都知道今天是复活节，纪念主耶稣基督啊复活的日子。
We all know that today is the Easter.A day we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
事实上，我们作为基督徒，我们在七日的第一日聚会，每一个礼拜七日第一日聚会，我们就是为了纪念主耶稣基督的复活。
In fact, Christians nowadays we celebrate Jesus' resurrection on the first day of the week.
我们基督徒在七日第一日聚会，因为主耶稣基督是在七日第一日复活的。
Christians gather to worship on the first day of the week because Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week.
我在很多年以前我看过一本书叫做A Life Worth to Live, 就是值得去活的生命。
Many years ago, I read a book called A Life Worth to Live.
就像我们今天唱的这首赞美诗一样，因为耶稣基督活着，所以我们的生命我们值得去活。
Just like the song we just sang, because he lives, life is worth living.
因为所有信靠主耶稣基督的人，有一天我们也要复活。
For all who trust in the Lord Jesus, one day we will resurrect too.
我无法想象一个不信靠主耶稣基督的人，一个不相信信靠他的人可以从死里复活的人，怎样可以去唱我们刚才所唱的那样的一首歌。
I cannot imagine for someone who does not believe in Jesus, who does not trust in his resurrection, can sing the same song with the same joy.
因为圣经告诉我们死是众人的结局。
Because the Bible tells us death is the end. Death is the destiny of all men.
无论你在这个世界上的人生你怎样度过，死亡就是你的结局，如果你不信靠主耶稣基督的话。
It doesn't matter how you live your life in this world. If you don't believe in Jesus, death is your destiny.
无论你在这个世界上多么的精彩，哇，你拥有很多很多的掌声，有一天你会死。
No matter what a wonderful life you've lived, no matter how much applause you received in this life, one day you will die.
无论你在这个世界上曾经错过了多少的机会，曾经多么的懊悔，你做过多少愚蠢的事情，有一天你无法挽回了。
Or whether how regretted you've wasted your life, you wasted opportunity, one day there's no chance for you to make a right decision.
这样的生命有什么真正的意义值得我们去活呢？
So what's the point of such life?
对于一个如果不信靠主耶稣基督人来说，生命的本相真的就是虚空的虚空。
So to someone who does not believe, life is meaningless.
但是正如我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们所相信主耶稣基督从死里复活，一切信靠他的人也要从死里复活。
But we, since we believe in Jesus, we believe that he has risen,then we have the hope that one day we will rise too.
这样，无论我们在地上的生命会经历什么，这个生命是非常的精彩，非常的值得我们尽心竭力的去好好的活。
So that no matter what kind of life we will go through, we can have a wonderful life. We can live our life to the full.
主耶稣基督复活的消息不仅仅关乎我们一切信靠他的人的将来。
So the good news of Jesus' resurrection is not only related to us who believe.
不仅仅是关乎我们的将来，更是改变，彻底的改变我们今天在地上的生命。
Not only related to our future, but also related to our current life, to how we live this life now.
让我们每一个信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们在地上欢喜快乐，我们可以大声的高兴喜乐的唱出那句话，这一生值得我去好好的活。
Resurrection gives us the ability to live this life with joy and to live this life to the full.
好，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文，是在哥林多前书的十五章，我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕。
Now please read with me 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 to 8 and verse 11.
哥林多前书十五章一节起，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在， 却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同未到产期而生的人一般，不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此算，你们也如此信。使徒传给我们的福音，我们刚才所读的经文告诉我们。
The scripture tells us the gospel that the apostles preached.
就是主耶稣基督实实在在、真实的从死里复活了。
It's that Jesus indeed came back to life.
许许多多人亲眼见证了，许许多多人亲眼看到了。
Many people witnessed his resurrection.
这就是使徒他们传给我们的，他们如此传，我们也是如此信了。
And that's the gospel that the apostles preached, and that's the gospel we believe.
啊，我们接下来再来读啊，《哥林多前书》十五章十四到二十三节。
Next, let's read 1 Corinthians 15 verses 14 through 23.
啊，《哥林多前书》十五章十四节起，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证了。因我们见证神是叫基督复活了，若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。感谢神，刚才的经文告诉我们，耶稣基督的复活与我们每一个信靠他的人来说是何等大的好消息。
So these verses tell us Jesus' resurrection is such a great news to all of us.
因为他复活了，所以信靠主耶稣基督的人也会复活。
Because he has risen, so all who trust in Jesus will one day rise.
耶稣基督的复活证明他打败了死亡的权势。
Jesus' resurrection proves that he has conquered the power of death.
所有信靠主耶稣基督的人，有一天我们也会打败死亡的权势，我们会战胜死亡。
So that all who trust in Jesus, one day we will conquer death too.
啊，我们一起来读《哥林多前书》十五章五十五节到五十七节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15 verses 55 to 57.
啊，五十五节起，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜了。感谢神，这就是主耶稣基督的复活给我们带来的最美最好的消息。
So praise the Lord, because this is the greatest news that the Jesus resurrection brought us.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，让我们看到信靠主耶稣基督的人最深最深的盼望到底是什么。
In the verses we just read, we see the greatest hope for those who put their trust in Jesus.
就是有一天我们也会复活。
And that is one day we will rise.
我们不是仅仅靠着耶稣基督在这地上在今生有指望。
So we not only have the hope that by Jesus we will have hope in this world.
我们不是把耶稣基督当作好像财神爷。
So Jesus is not the God of wealth.
就是这地上 earthly wealth,
okay. earthly wealth. Yeah.
我们也不是把耶稣基督当作好像啊我们的一个保护者，让我们在地上的生活，哎呀无病无灾的。
Neither is he only a protector to us, who will protect us from sickness and suffering.
因为事实上每一个基督徒的生命，耶稣基督讲得很清楚，在地上一样的也会有挫折，有苦难。
In fact, Jesus made it very clear that Christians, we will experience trouble and suffering and trials in this life.
但是每一个基督徒的生命，有着其他不信靠耶稣基督的人所没有的最宝贵的礼物。
But Christian life has something that unbelievers do not have.
就是我们有从死里复活重生的生命。
It's that we have a resurrected from death. Such life is that what we have.
在我们教会每一次主日崇拜快要结束的时候，我们大家会一起来念我们的信仰告白，就是使徒信经。
At the end of every Sunday worship, we will rise up together and proclaim our faith, which is the Apostles' Creed.
在使徒信经当中有两处谈到了复活。
In the Apostles' Creed, there are two places where mentioned the resurrection of Jesus, resurrection.
第一处是关于主耶稣基督的复活。
The first one is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
使徒信经里面是这样说，我们信主耶稣第三天从死人中复活升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。
The Apostles' Creed declares that we believe that the Lord Jesus on the third day rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
使徒信经告诉我们耶稣基督会复活，使徒信经还告诉我们，我们一切信靠他的人，我们也会复活。
So the Apostles' Creed declares that Jesus has resurrected and also says one day we will too.
使徒信经宣告我信身体复活，我信永生。
The Apostles' Creed declares I believe the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
我们注意到使徒信经从来是说我信，不是说我们信。
The Apostles' Creed says I believe, not we believe.
这当中有什么区别呢？
What's the difference?
这就是我们常常给愿意希望受洗的弟兄姊妹来说的，就是这个救主是你的救主。
This is what we often tell who wants to receive Jesus as their savior. This is a personal faith.
不是我们加入某一个宗教团体，不是我们降生在某一种家庭当中我们就自动得救了。
Jesus is your personal savior. It is not like you join a religious group or you join a family. It will be automatically.
不。
No.
你要来信靠主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督要成为你个人的救主，别人的信仰，别人的信心救不了我。
You need to believe in Jesus personally. He needs to believe your person. He needs to become your personal savior. Other people's faith cannot save you.
所以，当我们宣告使徒信经的时候，我们会说：“我信，我信，我信。”
So when we declare the Apostles' Creed, we need to say, "I believe."
使徒信经两处谈到复活。
So we see two places in Apostles' Creed mentioned resurrection.
我们相信耶稣的复活。
We believe in Jesus' resurrection.
我们相信我自己的复活。
We believe in the resurrection of our bodies.
因为耶稣的复活让我在这地上的生命值得去活。
Because he lives, because he has risen, the life in this world is worth living.
信靠主耶稣基督不仅是来世得永生。
Trusting the Lord not only gives us the hope of eternal life in the future.
我们在今生也要得着丰盛的生命。
But also enables us to receive abundant blessing in this life.
这个丰盛的生命是有活泼的盼望。
This abundant life is a life of living hope.
是有不止息的生命力。
It's everlasting power of life.
人生的悲剧可能说一个最根本的原因就是人有盼望。人生的悲剧一个重要的原因就是人有盼望。
OK. The reason of our misery of this life is because we hope.
你为什么觉得痛苦？因为你盼望的东西，你总是得不到啊。
Why you suffer? Because the things you hope for, you cannot receive it.
罗素还讲过哈，这个法国的一个思想家。
Russell once said.
他说，你人生为什么痛苦？因为你盼望的东西你得到了，你又还是痛苦啊。
Why you suffer in this life? Because what you hope for, you receive, but you still suffer.
当我年轻的时候，我就说，哎呀，我要读什么什么样的大学，我要进到那个大学里，哇，我的人生就好开心呐。
When I was young, I thought to myself, if I could only get into this college, then life will be fine. I will be happy.
当然，我如果去不了那个大学，我是蛮痛苦的，蛮失望。
But if I could not get into this college, I'd be miserable.
后来我去了我想去的大学。
Later, I eventually went to the college I hoped to get in.
发现跟我想的完全不一样。
Then I realized it was totally different from what I hoped for.
他说这就是我想要的吗
？Is this what I really hoped for?
很多的时候，我们人生就是经历你盼望，然后你得到你盼望的，然后你失望。
Such is the life we have. We hope for something, we received it, then we get disappointed.
但是我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们就不在这个循环当中了，这个绝望的循环当中。
But for those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we are no longer in this desperate cycle.
这就是我们刚才所说的，我们这个信仰不是徒然的。
This is what we just read. Our faith is not empty faith.
我们是活泼的盼望。
We have this living hope.
因为我们知道，我们有永恒的生命。
Because we know we have this eternal life.
我们知道上帝我们所预备的一切超过我们所求所想。
We know for sure that God has prepared something that is beyond what we can ever hope for.
当我们离开这个世界的那一天，不是一切的终结。
So the day when we about to leave this world is not the end.
不是我们的幻想破灭、泡沫破灭的时候。
It's not the day that all our hope went broke.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，是喜乐的一天。
It's the day of great joy.
我们去到荣耀的彼岸。
Because on that day we will arrive to the other side of eternity.
就像我们今天，有一天我们会渡过这生命河。
We will cross the river of life.
但是我们知道我们去到哪里。
We know where we're going.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，我给大家读一下《哥林多前书》的15:14-19.
Let me read to you 1 Corinthians 15:14-19.
十四节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然；你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜了。
So if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
有的时候，基督徒在人看来，好像是很可怜的样子。
Sometimes when other people see Christians, they will see, well, they're so pitiable.
我甚至也见到一些基督徒，他也觉得自己可怜。
And I've also met Christians who think themselves as pitiable.
为什么我赚的钱还没有那些不信耶稣的人赚的钱多？
So why am I only earning money less than those who do not trust in the Lord Jesus?
为什么我所拥有的东西比那些不信耶稣的人拥有的东西更少？
Why do I have less things than those who do not believe?
哎呦，我好可怜呐！
I'm so pitiable.
圣经刚才就说，如果我们不相信耶稣基督的复活，如果我们不相信我们自己有一天也要进入永生，也要复活。
But the Bible says, if we but do not believe in the resurrection, if we do not believe that one day we will rise too,
你不仅在别人眼中看你是一个可怜的人
，then you are not only pitiable to others,
你自己也会觉得自己是一个可怜。
You yourself will see yourself as pitiable.
你会觉得啊，我信耶稣好像是枉然，好像是徒然呢。
Well, you will say to yourself, "What's the meaning of belief? It's all empty."
但是基督徒是可怜的人吗
？But are Christians pitiable?
不，我们是这个世界最有福的人。
No, we are the most blessed in this world.
因为我们上帝为我们所预备的祝福是永恒的祝福。
Because the blessing God has prepared for us is eternal.
上帝带领我们在这个世上经历不同的日子。
He has led to us through different seasons in this world.
所以我们在这个地上经历与神同在的日子。
But every day we are with him.
很多很多基督徒喜欢唱一首歌，叫做《耶稣同在就是天堂》。
Many Christians love to sing a song called "With Jesus' Presence is Heaven."
不是我们住在宫殿里面就是天堂。
It's not like if we live in the palace is like heaven.
不是我们住在茅草棚里就是痛苦。
And if we live in a straw house, it's suffering.
耶稣同在就是天堂。
But whenever we're with Jesus, we're in heaven.
这就是真正的爱。
This is love.
真正的爱。
This is true love.
如果一对相爱的人，他们只有住在宫殿里才觉得幸福的话，那他们根本不是真正的相爱。
If a couple who says they love each other only if they can experience love only when they're living in the palace.
如果一对相爱的人他们住在一个简陋的茅草棚里他们就觉得痛苦那他们也没有真正的爱
Then it's not true love for others if when they live in a straw house stable then they don't feel love then it's not true love either
所以上帝带领我们有时候会带领我们到青草地上可安息的水边
So as God leads us sometimes he leads us to the pasture green pasture and stilled water.
有时候神也会带领我们经历死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes he leads us through the valley of death.
但是我们经历这一切我们得到最好的祝福。
But when we going through these, we experience his grace and his blessing.
上帝对我的爱不仅是我头脑当中的知识。
God's love to me is not a knowledge only in my mind.
上帝对我的爱是我每一天生活真真实实的经历我经历到耶稣就在我身边
But love is so real that I can experience it in my daily life that he is working in my life
这一位在我地上的人生每日与我同行的主耶稣有一天要把我带到他在天上的家
The Lord Jesus who walks with me every day in this life one day will lead me to his heavenly home
这个世界上什么样的人最幸福
Who is the happiest person in this life?
基督徒应该是这个世界上最幸福的人
We Christians should be
因为我们每一天活在上帝的爱中
Because we live in God's love every day
我现在看到一个新闻这个世界上最有钱的人
I read a news that says the richest person in this world
他刚离婚了
He just got divorced
他给他的这个前妻啊现在是前妻很多很多的钱
He gave his ex-wife a lot of money.
他的前妻变成世界上最富有的女人。
That's why his ex-wife became the richest woman in this world.
哇，这个世界上一个有一个最富有的男人，一个有一个最富有的女人。
So we have this richest man and richest woman.
我看他这两个人好痛苦的两个人。
But to me, they are miserable.
他们跟他们几十年在一起相爱的人，他们分开了。
They've loved each other for years, yet they separated.
他们可能拥有很多很多人们梦寐以求想拥有的东西，但他们唯一没有真实拥有一样东西。
They might have the things that many people dreamed about, but they miss one thing.
就是爱。
Love.
什么让你知道你是一个幸福的人？
What makes you believe you are a happy person?
就是每天你活在爱里面。
Is that you live in love every day?
你活在耶稣基督的爱里面。
You live in Jesus' love every day.
这就是我们基督徒的生命。
And this is the life of a Christian.
我们是世上最有福的人。
We are the most blessed person in this world.
我们的信仰不是枉然。
Our faith is not empty.
我们的信仰不是徒然。
Our faith is not an empty faith.
因为主耶稣基督的复活，我们知道我们有一天也要去到哪里。
Because Jesus has risen, we know we will go where we are going one day.
我们也知道我们在这地上，我们有活泼的盼望。
And we know for sure that in this life we will have living hope.
主耶稣基督的复活给我们带来什么呢？
What does Jesus' resurrection bring to us?
我们一起来读哥尼多前书的十五章十七节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15:17.
哥尼多前书十五章十七节起，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。那么这句话 我们用另外一个角度来理解，就是因为耶稣基督的复活，我们现在就不在罪里了。
So in other words, this verse tells us because Jesus is risen, we are no longer in our sins.
所以因为耶稣基督的复活，我们信靠他的人，我们在上帝眼中不再是罪人了。
Because he is risen, so to God we are no longer sinners.
我们与上帝和好了。
We have reconciled to him.
我们被成为神的儿女。
We are called children of God.
我们的罪在上帝的眼中再也没有了。
God has erased our sins.
这样我们才能经历真正的爱。
That's how we can experience the true love.
我们来思想人与人之间的爱。
Let's think about love between man.
如果我有一次做一件非常对不起我妻子的事情。
Let's say I did something that offended my wife.
然后我妻子知道。
And she learned about it.
我也知道。
And I knew about it.
如果哈。
Just for example.
但是我们还是在一起啊，各种原因啊，不能分开。
But we're still together for many reasons.
如果这个罪在我们心中没有真正的拿掉的话，我们在一起快乐吗？
So if this sin between us was not removed, can we be truly happy?
有时候我自己看到我的妻子，我还是很爱她，我为我自己以前所犯的罪无比的懊悔。
So when I look at my wife, I still love her, but I regret for many things I've done wrong.
但是我已经无法真正的活在跟她在一起有那种纯全的爱，就是那个裂痕永远在那里。
So, that brokenness is always remains between us. So I cannot live in pure love with her.
我的妻子可能也愿意爱我啊，也我以前那样的，她可以接受。
My wife still loves me, and she wants to receive me.
但是我相信有时候她看到我，她心里也会痛。
But I believe when she looks at me, she feels painful too sometimes.
这就是我们很多很多我们人生的光景。
And such is the condition all of us might experience.
我们的罪会伤害我们自己。
Sin hurts us.
我们的罪也会伤害我们身边的人。
Sin hurts the people around us.
我们的罪会让我们无法享受真正的爱，纯全的爱。
Sin provides us from experience the pure love, the fullness of love.
但是感谢神，因着主耶稣基督的复活，我们就不在罪中了。
But thanks be to God, because of Jesus' resurrection, we no longer live in sin.
我们与一位我们最需要和好的那一位，就是神和好了。在神的眼中，我们再也没有罪了。
Now we reconciled with the one we need to reconcile the most, which is God. Now we do not live in sin anymore.
然后我们才能在地上的日子经历那真正纯全的美好，纯全的爱。
That's how we can experience the true love and the most pure love.
所以耶稣基督的复活，第一件事情让我们不在罪中了。
So the first thing that resurrection brings to us is that we no longer live in sin.
耶稣基督的复活让我们得以重生。
And the resurrection of Jesus also give us new life.
我们重生，我们是一个重生得救的人，我们就再也没有惧怕。
We are saved and we have this rebirth, so we no longer have fear.
我给大家读一下希伯来书二章十四节到十五节。
Let me read to you Hebrews 2 verses 14 through 15.
希伯来书二章十四节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。十五节，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。因着主耶稣基督的受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，我们一切信靠他的人，我们就不再惧怕死亡。
Because Jesus' death on the cross, because of his burial, because of his resurrection on the third day, we no longer fear death.
就像我们今天一开始唱的那一首赞美诗歌，不再惧怕了。
It's like what we sang today. Because he lives, we no longer fear.
我们人生有很多很多的惧怕。
Yes, there are fears in this life.
我们不愿意自己是一个容易胆怯、容易惧怕的人。
So even though we do not want to be viewed as fearful.
当我们很开心、很喜乐的日子的时候。
When life is easy, when we are happy.
我们惧怕这一切会失去。
We fear that all these things will be gone.
当我们在一些难受的日子。
When we are suffering.
我们惧怕这个日子永远不会结束，一辈子就这样了。
We fear that it will last forever. It will never stop.
圣经说最让我们惧怕的是什么呢？死亡。
The Bible says what makes us fear the most is death.
死亡就像我们今天一开始所说的，死亡让我们在这地上的一切变得没有意义了。
So death makes everything in this world meaningless.
哇，你爱这地上的很多很可爱的东西。
You love everything in this world that is lovable.
这地上有你最爱的人。
There are people who you love the most.
死亡让你与这一切会分开。
Yet love eventually separates you from everything you love.
所以你很害怕会分开。
So you fear.
每个人都活在恐惧当中。
Everyone lives in fear.
最深最深的恐惧就是死亡。
And the deepest fear is death.
现在在中国大陆有一种人的钱是最好骗了。
So in mainland China, someone was the easiest to cheat.
我的爸爸妈妈就上过好多次这样的当。
My parents themselves were cheated many times.
现在好一些哈。
But now they are getting better.
所以很多弟兄姊妹也就知道我要说什么了。
So maybe many of you know what I'm going to talk about.
各种养生的秘方秘诀。
It's like all sorts of like nutritious things, tricks to help you get healthy.
哇，就是很多很多的钱就卖给你一些你认为它会让你多活一天的东西。
People want to sell you the things that will make your life longer, make you live healthier.
我们想尽一切的办法，我们不愿意去面对死亡，我们尽量的把那一天拖后一点。
So we want to do everything we can to make our life longer because we do not want to face the last day.
是不是我的父母就是很愚昧的人呢？
So does that mean my parents are foolish?
不是的。
No.
他们比我聪明多了。
They are indeed wiser than us.
但他在这一点事情上面他们有很多的恐惧。
But they truly have a lot of fear in such things.
但是耶稣基督的复活让我们不再惧怕死亡了。
But Jesus' resurrection enables us to not fear death anymore.
耶稣基督的复活让我们成为一个自由的人。
Jesus' resurrection frees us.
你不再惧怕贫穷。
So you no longer fear poverty.
你甚至不再惧怕疾病。
You no longer fear sickness.
因为世人所有人最怕最怕的那一样死亡，你已经不怕了。
Because you have no fear over the most fearful thing, death.
我以前，我跟我的妻子以前就安慰有一些弟兄姊妹，他们在绝望当中，在很黑的黑暗当中。
So my wife and I used to encourage people who are in the darkest hour in their life.
不要忘了，你是有永生的人。
We encourage them, we remind them of eternal life. They have the hope of eternal life.
所以我也希望我们今天在座的弟兄姊妹不要忘了，我们是有永生的人。
So I want to encourage all of you believers, we have eternal life.
这样的信心把我们从死亡的黑暗当中释放出来。
Such faith frees us from the fear of death.
上一个主日我们教会有一位老姊妹90岁的生日。
So last Sunday, a sister among us celebrated her 90th birthday.
感谢神哈，让我们的姊妹在这地上有长寿的日子。
We praise the Lord for giving her such a long, beautiful life in this world.
有些弟兄姊妹就是说，哎呀，我们好像没有有一个庆贺啊什么的，好像哎呀，我们确实是疏忽哈。
So someone reminded us that we have not celebrated the birthday for her.
但是呢，后来我们就说。我们反正有永生啊。
But then I thought, well, we have eternal life.
90岁、19岁，在于没有永生的人来看，好大的差别。
So whether it's 19 or 90, to someone who do not believe, yes, it's a such huge difference.
但对一个有永生的来说，后来我说我们每天都是二十五岁。
But to us who have eternal life, I mean, we're always 25, right?
后来有一位姊妹不同意。
But a sister disagreed with me.
她说错了，我们每天都十八岁。
He's like, you're wrong. We're always 18, not 25.
说这个话的是我的妻子。
And that sister is my wife.
我当时不敢反对啊。
I didn't rebuke her.
但是我心里蛮想反对的。十八岁我们能结婚吗？
But then I said, well, if we were 18, we could not get married, right?
我们是有永生的人。
We have eternal life.
无论你现在还是十九岁。
Whether you are 19,
你可以笑。
Or 90, you can laugh.
如果无论你现在是九十岁，你还是可以笑。
And if, even if you are 90, you can still laugh.
我们是如此的自由。
We are so free.
感谢神。
Praise be to the Lord.
因为时间的关系，我们这来读这一处经文，罗马书六章三到五节。
Now let's read Romans 6 verse 3 to 5.
罗马书六章第三节起。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。这里告诉我们，耶稣基督的复活，每一个信靠他的人，我们要经历耶稣所经历的事情，就是我们也是从死里复活。
So here we were told, because Jesus is risen, so all who believe in him will experience everything he has experienced.
我们也是经历死里复活。
We will experience life after death.
什么可以把我们这个经历表达出来呢？就是我们的洗礼，基督徒的洗礼。
So what shows us this? One way is by baptism.
当我们受洗的时候，我们全身浸到水里，就代表我们像耶稣基督一样，我们死了，我们埋葬了。
So when we were baptized, we immersed our whole body in the water. That represents we were buried. We will be buried with Jesus.
当我们从水里起来的时候，也就表明我们此刻，我们现在像耶稣基督一样，我们也从死里复活了。
And when we rise up from the water, it represents that we have a resurrected life with Jesus.
我们像他怎样那样的一样的死去，我们在死的形状上跟耶稣联合了。
So we were united together in the likeness of his death.
我们也要像他一样，从死里复活。我们在他活的形状上与基督联合。
And that's why we can also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
这就是耶稣基督复活给我们所有信靠他的人带来一个祝福，就是我们是一个新造的人。
And that's the blessing Jesus' resurrection brings to all who believe is that we can have a new life. We are a new creation.
我们是一个从死里复活的人。
We came back to life.
我记得有一次有一个弟兄啊，他就安慰我哈，就对我说，就说我当时经历一些事情哈，就是看上去好像蛮难样的。后来有个弟兄很爱我，安慰我，就说。哎呀，你现在不知道怎么样哈，心里你怎么样啊？有没有安慰啊？有没有平安呐、啊？你面对这样的事情。
So I remember once a brother tried to comfort me because I was going through some really tough time, and he said, "I don't know where you are now."
他就说，如果这个事情没有像我们大家所期望的那样，没像你所期望的那样，你害不害怕呀
？So he asked me if this thing did not come to what we hope for. What would, yeah.
后来我怎么跟这个弟兄说？我没有什么好怕的，我都死过一回的人。
Then I said to him, "I do not fear. There is nothing to fear because I have died once."
后来我对这个弟兄，你也是死过一回的人呐。
And I told him, "You have died once."
每一个重生得救的人，每一个受洗归入基督的人，我告诉你，你是死过一回的人。
So let me tell you, if you are baptized into Jesus, you have died once.
就好像你是一个战士，你上战场上打仗，有结果你在战场上牺牲了。
It's like you fight in a battle and you died.
哎，但是你又复活了。
And then you came back to life.
那我想请问你，你还怕不怕上战场啊？
So let me ask you, do you still fear going to battle?
不怕了，对不对？
Of course not.
我已经死过一回，如今我又活了。
Because you know you've died once and you came back to life.
所以我在我的人生当中，我有活泼的不永远不衰残的盼望、希望。
So I know for sure that in this life I have living hope that will never die.
我不怕再活下去，我不怕再面对这一切的困难。
So I do not fear keep living on to face troubles.
因为我是从死里复活的人。
Because I'm raised from death.
但是我想诚诚实实地告诉大家
But truly I tell you
你不信靠主耶稣基督
If you do not believe in Jesus
你不受洗归入基督
If you are not baptized into him
我刚才所说的一切
Then everything I've just said
我诚诚实跟你讲你可能只能理解
You probably only understand in your mind
但这很难成为你真实的生命
But it's not a reality in your life yet
所以今天在这个纪念主耶稣基督复活的日子
So on this day when we commemorate Jesus' resurrection
我盼望所有还没有信靠主耶稣基督的人还没有受洗归入基督的人
I hope that all of you who have not believed in Jesus who have not been baptized into him
打开你的心门
Open your heart
信靠主耶稣基督
Trust in him
接受主耶稣基督
Receive him
来到你的生命当中做你的救主
Receive him into your life as your savior
做你生命的主宰
As the lord of your life
你的生命完全不一样
And then your life will be completely different
在永恒里完全不一样了
It will be completely different in eternity
在这个地上完全不一样了
It will be completely different even in this life.
你心里有活泼的盼望。
You have such living hope.
你每天过的日子，最后你睡觉，你躺在床上，你最后告诉自己，我这一天过得值得。
So when you are living in this life, when you lay down each night, you will say to yourself, this is a meaningful, this is a worth living day I have lived.
无论你白天多么的忧虑，多么的惧怕，无论你白天经历什么。
No matter what you're going through during the day, whether it's fear, whether it's trouble.
但你这一天结束之后，你躺在床上，你告诉你自己。
You can end the day in bed saying to yourself.
上帝把我从最深最深的惧怕当中已经拯救，已经释放出来了。
God set me free. God has already set me free from the deepest fear.
Amen. 感谢神。
Amen.
好的无比的福音
This is the gospel that is
每一个基督徒在世人眼中看好像没有什么特别啊
So even though people see Christians They're not different
我开的车比这个基督徒的车还好哎
They might say Well I drive a better car than this Christian does
我住的房子比这个基督徒的房子还贵哎
I live in a more expensive house than they do
我的孩子去了大学比这个基督徒的孩子去了大学还好哎
My kids go to better colleges
我的智商比他还高啊
I have better IQ
但是我告诉你
But I tell you
你不信靠基督的耶稣基督的人又怎样呢
If you don't believe in Jesus, all these things are meaningless.
你的生命充满了惧怕。
Your life will be filled with fear.
你脸上你可能不显露出来。
Maybe it will not like appear on your face.
你可能啊，我不要让任何人知道我内心的恐惧。
Maybe you're trying to hide the fear in your heart.
但是你是个活在恐惧当中的人。
But you know you live in fear.
所以你拼命抓任何的东西，我要来让我觉得有安全，有安全。
So you try to grab everything that you think will give you security.
银行的存款要多。
Maybe it's your bank account.
我在这个地上的权力要高。
Maybe it's the power in this world.
啊，这样我可以管别人，人家不管我。
So that you can be in charge of other people and not be ruled.
所有的这一切不会让你觉得安全。所有这一切不会让你真正的觉得安全。
All of these things will not truly give you security.
只会让你更深的恐惧。
Only gives you more fear.
哇，我这么有钱，别人会不会来抢啊？
Well, you will fear if I'm so rich.
经过调查， 发现那个住在豪宅的那种被抢劫的几率是很高的。
If I'm so rich, maybe people will try to rob me. Well, according to the status, people who live in bigger house, their chances of getting robbed is much higher.
那其实很正常理解，人家反正是抢一次嘛，人家这何必去抢穷人呢
？Well, it's understandable. Since they are robbing someone, why not rob someone who's rich?
在那个地上的权力越高的人，哇，他很没有安全感呐。
So the higher power you have, the less secure you feel.
因为很多的人要把他拉下来。
Because you think many people will try to pull you down.
你到哪里有安全
？Where can you find security？
你到哪里有自由
？Where can you find freedom？
你到哪里有这个活泼的盼望
？Where can you find living hope？
只有在主耶稣基督。
Only in Jesus。
啊，我们最后来读一处经文。好，我们一起来读哥林多前书的15章。50节到53节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15 verses 50 through 53.
好，大家看到，我们一起来读《哥林多前书》15章50节到53节，五十节起。弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在那一瞬子眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you for giving us Jesus. You sent him into this world.
感谢主耶稣基督代替我们担负我们的罪，在十字架上接受了罪的刑罚。
Thank you, Jesus, for taking our place on the cross to take the punishment for our sins.
感谢主耶稣基督受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Thank you, Jesus, for your death, for your burial, and for your resurrection on the third day.
感谢神给我们有这样的信心，让我们仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督为我们所做的一切，我们就成为重生得救的人。
Thank you, God, for giving us the faith that by faith alone we can be. Reborn, we can have this new life, the life of salvation.
感谢主耶稣基督的血洗净我们一切的罪。
Thank you, Jesus, for your blood has washed away all our sins.
让我们这一生当中旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
So that the old things have gone, and the new things have come.
感谢主耶稣基督给我们有这样的应许，他从死里复活，我们有一天也要从死里复活。
We thank the Lord Jesus because you have risen so that one day we will rise too.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，因他复活，我们战胜了死亡，也战胜了罪恶，因他复活给我们永生的盼望。我们下面有首回应诗，因他活着。好，请大家一同起立。
神差爱子，他名叫耶稣，他赐下爱只宽恕，死里复活，使我得自由。那空坟墓就是我得救的记号，因他活着。惧怕。
我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着，何等甘甜！靠耶稣基督，他带给我满足喜乐，更觉安慰，乃是我确据，我能面对未来坎坷。因主活着，
因他活着，
因他活着，
我能面对明天。因他活着，不再惧怕。
我深知道
他掌管明天，
生命充满了希望，只因他活着，我有一天会渡生命河，人生苦难借助耶稣战胜了死亡，我将看到他荣耀光，见他活着，
因他活着，
因他活着，我能面对明天，因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活，
生命充满了希望，
生命充满了希望，
只因他活着。
阿们，哈利路亚，主耶稣，我感谢赞美你。阿爸父，我感谢赞美你，你叫耶稣从